You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin grabbingly great station.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah, noise! Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM atop the gorgeous Student Union building at the University of British Columbia. Coming up in the next hour and a half, lots of stuff to cover today. First half hour of the set, we're going to kind of dig into the old kind of art punk and industrial vaults. Thanks to the folks at Water Records, label out of San Francisco, they have kindly donated the reissues of the first four Flipper albums. And if you don't know who Flipper are, well, I almost envy you, because you're going to get heavily exposed to them over the next coming weeks here. We've got the reissue of Sex Bomb Baby, and we're going to be hearing something off of that. We've got some old Cabaret Voltaire coming up, some old SPK, some reissued Times New Viking. We've got some Chrome, some Throbbing Gristle. So stay tuned. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. This is a track I got to thank Ms. Krista Min, sad expat from CITR, did a wonderful show, wonderful column for Discorder. She introduced me to this track, and needless to say, it irritated the hell out of me, so therefore it makes it fodder for this show here. This is Flipper with Brainwash.
Okay, like, see, there's this, never mind, forget it, you wouldn't understand anyway.
One, two, three, four.
kid, like, see, there's this, and, well, and then, never mind, forget it, you wouldn't understand anyway.
One, two, three, four.
Okay, like, see, there's this, and, well, and then, never mind, forget it, you wouldn't understand anyway.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Top of the noon hour to you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. And what did you hear in that last 30 minutes? Well, we had the old begetting the new, begetting the old again. We started you off at 11:30 with a reissue, Flipper. Their first four albums being released, a generic, Gone Fishing, Sex Bomb Baby, and Live 1980-85, all out on Water Records. Please check it out. If you don't own any Flipper in your record collection, you do not have a record collection, if you ask me. Sex Bomb Baby, you heard there, which is a collection of all of their singles. On the track, you heard their Brainwash. Yes, indeed. My goodness, I believe it's over. Yeah, 6 minutes and 42 seconds of the same half a minute mantra repeated over and over and over again. And coincidentally enough, the CD player was actually on repeat, so we could have listened to that all day if you wanted to. But yeah, Brainwash, name of the track, Flipper, Sex Bomb Baby, the reissue out on Water Records. After that, some very old, very rare Clock DVA on their very first album, Thirst, on Fetish Records. I've got the real imprint. Found it for pretty cheap, to be honest with you. And Sensorium was the name of the track. After that, some Cabaret Voltaire off of Mix Up. If you need a little primer on Cabaret Voltaire's early industrial kind of sounding stuff, this is a good place to start. Mute Records had re-released this on CD in the mid-90s, along with all of their back catalog. This was originally released in 1979. You heard No Escape. After that, some Surgical Penis Clinic, some Seppuku, some Systems Patients Collectives, Socialist Patients Collectives. They're better known as SPK, one of the forerunner noise industrial bands. Their classic album, Information Overload Unit, a very banged up copy of Information Overload Unit, I'm ashamed to say. The reason that being, that album's gotten lots and lots and lots of play at my house. And throughout the many, many decades I've had that record, Information Overload Unit, we heard Stammhein Torturkammer. And after that, some new stuff. Times New Viking, getting a lot of... Well, there's no fence when it comes to this band. You either love them or you hate them. I know the Georgia Strait had some biting things to say about their release, Rip It Off, last year. But this was their first album, Times New Viking Present the Paisley Reich. Very neat vinyl package. It's a one-sided record, but the other side is inscripted with all of the lyrics of every song on that lovely record. And we heard, a title that reminds me of high school a lot, Devo and Wine. Lord knows I spent consuming both of those a lot many, many moons ago. Some Throbbing Gristle we heard there off of DOA, the third and final report by Throbbing Gristle, Hit by a Rock. It's going out to my buddy Dallas K out in Brighton in the United Kingdom. And then we finished you off there with some Chrome off of Alien Soundtracks, Nova Feedback. And yet again, we get into the reissues. This has been reissued by Cleopatra Records. Yes, they don't stink anymore. Cleopatra has actually started putting out some quality stuff again. And the package deal is really neat. It's a one-sheet piece of paper with the album cover on it, colored vinyl, but it comes with a button and a patch featuring, you know, the band name and stuff like that. And they've put out albums in this format by bands such as Krautrock, infamous band Guru Guru, and French prog legendary psychedelicites Brain Ticket. So check it out, cleopatra.com, or you can just Google Cleopatra Records if you're interested. We're going to move into some composer territory. Something coming up next week, part of the Push Festival. Very, very exciting stuff. Let's see here. We've got lots to talk about. Yes, the Push Festival. Steve Reich's drumming is being performed. And, oh, it's sold out. My goodness. Well, I'm going to tell you about it anyways and try and scoop in. It's February 3rd and 4th at the Heritage Hall. But, yeah, this Music on Main series is pretty amazing. 2006, their all-star band, they performed a bunch of Steve Reich's pieces. This year, they're going to be doing drumming, which will feature nine of Vancouver's top percussionists with vocalists and flute. I'm not going to play drumming. It's something that needs to be seen rather than heard, but I am going to play some classic Steve Reich, one of his most infamous pieces, Come Out, we're going to listen to, featuring a one-sentence fragment of speech looped on two channels that plays in unison, and they slip out of sync to create a phase shifting effect, and then there's a discrepancy which becomes a reverberation, and then what was called a canon, and then the two voices split into four voices, which are looped continuously, then eight voices until the actual words are unintelligible and all you have is just the rhythm. Basically, don't let this put you off, but I almost think it's the first trance record ever made out, put out. And then afterwards, we're going to hear some new Canadian stuff by composer Charles Spearin, better known as a member of Broken Social Scene and Do Make Say Think. He has a solo record out entitled The Happiness Project, in which he actually records conversations with his neighbors and people in his neighborhood and takes the musical tonality of their speech and puts music behind it and to it and plays along with the actual musical patterns that their speech makes. Something that Steve Reich actually did in 1989 with a track called Different Trains. Next week, stay tuned. You may hear an interview with Charles Spearin. So this is pretty cool stuff. Lots of chatter in this next set, but not necessarily conversational. This is Steve Reich with Come Out on a Noise.
I had to open the blues up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. I had to open the blues up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. I had to open the blues up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out to show them. And come out to show it 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 and come out to show it. Come out, come out, show it, 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 come out, show it. Come out, show it, 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 come out, 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 come out,
Thank you. Bonda. So, people often ask me over the years, what do you hear? And I couldn't really answer because I didn't know what it was like to hear. So how can I compare? It was just the way life was for me, the way the world worked for me. So it's very natural for me not to hear in the way you would hear. Mm-hmm. Lip reading came very naturally to me. Very sensitive to vibration, the movement of air in the house. I could be up there and I could tell when somebody, a particular person, comes in the house because I can smell. Anyway, so I was very happy the way I was fine. I was a happy person.
Thank you.
then when I got the cochlear implant, they implanted electrodes. So I have 16 electrodes inserted in my cochlea. So that way the matches can be sent directly to my brain. It's a big surgery, you know, they draw a hole and, you know, they make a little bed for the magnet because I have a computer microchip.
You have a microchip in your head?
Yeah, it's inside.
And then that attaches by a magnet?
Yeah, the magnet on the outside to pick up the sound. Mm. But the sound goes in and then it processes through here, then it's sent through the computer microchip, through the electrodes into my brain. So after the surgery, I had to wait 4 weeks for everything to sort of rest in place. And then I was turned on. And I didn't hear anything. I thought, oh my God. But you know what? I could not hear sound, as we know. But I think what was happening with my brain didn't know what to do with the information. But all of a sudden, I felt my body moving inside.
And then I learned that sound is electricity. And all these different sounds move differently inside your body.
I thought maybe I'll go to Sunset more because I don't hear anything for over 30 years. So, for the first time, wow, these different sounds are doing different things to my body. So, I have a battery, and it only lasts maybe 4 to 8 hours at a time. So when it goes off, all of a sudden, everything in my body is still. Yeah. And I now understand the term dead silence.
On February 8th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and the Push Festival present New York City's avant-garde ensemble, Bang on a Can All-Stars, part rock band, part amplified chamber group, performing works by Brian Eno, and from Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore. And on February 15th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture present Waits, a live performance with Lynn Manning, a riveting one-man play told by actor-storyteller Lynn Manning about how his life changed forever when a bullet, shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar, robbed him of his sight. The show opens with BC singer-songwriter and recent Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner Krista Couture. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeedy, Frank Rumbletone, and we get to play the weekly game that we've been doing all month. It's called Will Frank Be Here? Your guess is as good as his. So maybe Rumbletone Radio Go-Go at 3 o'clock. However, 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental talk show, 2 o'clock Democracy Now! She's apparently talking about Karl Rove getting indicted. I don't know. Indicted in a Democracy Now! Kind of way, I'm sure. I'm sure that we'd probably hear about it. Huge if it was for real. 5 o'clock, Arts Report with Tracy. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. Sam Squatch's Hideaway, all CanCon all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julie and Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here. What did we hear in that last set? Well, some pretty loopy stuff. Started off with Steve Reich all the way back to 1966. With Come Out, one of the first phasing tracks ever. And then something brand new by Canadian composer Charles Spearin. Like I said, member of Broken Social Scene and Do Make Say Think. Hopefully you'll be hearing an interview with him next week. He's going to be in town with Broken Social on Friday the 6th. But his newest one, his solo one, entitled The Happiness Project, Conversations with His Neighbors in downtown Toronto, enjoying each other's companies, telling stories and sharing thoughts, then taking their tonality in their speech patterns and putting it to music. That's out on Arts and Crafts, available now. We're going to move into some more Canadian kind of territory. Blox, the Blox Recording Group, fantastic little indie label out of Toronto, has sent us a whack load of stuff. This kind of caught my ear. Something brand new. I hate the title of the album, but I do enjoy the music. The artist's name is The Blanket. The album is called Pegatively Nauseative. No comment. And track off of this we're going to hear is entitled Independence Is No.
need. So how many failures make it a catastrophe? Because failure is our game. Failure is our game. There's never been such a thing as failure without shame. Failure is our game. Failure is our game. And if you don't like it, you should see success. Because failure is our game. Failure is our game. We work on this together. This is all that we make. This failure is our game. This failure is our way.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. We're listening to that great compilation that came out about a month and a half ago, Cult Figures Electroacoustic Music from Canada. Artists from all over this great country of ours. This is a gentleman by the name of Michael Matthews. The piece is called On the Outer Edge, originally released in 2001. Before that, we heard some Flat Gray off of that fantastic double 7-inch package that came from those kind folks. Malnutrition was the name of the track there. And then we started off there something by The Blanket out of Toronto, Ontario. No Rainbows is the name of that track. And, oh, sorry, Independence is No is the name of that track. Sorry about that. Which, of course, when I played Flat Gray, reminded me to remind you that Fake Jazz Wednesdays is happening as it does every Wednesday at the Cobalt. And it's cheap. And who do we got this week? We have good names this week. Mime Control. Holtzkopf is going to play. That's always a good time. He's amazing. And Americ Hino. Very funny. Americ Hino. Spelled H-A-I-N-A-U-X. Very funny. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's very clever. As a matter of fact, okay, where's the... I'm actually going to play some Hino just to, irritate you even further. But yeah, as always, please support Fake Jazz Wednesdays, Vancouver's only noise night, consistent noise night at least, and it's cheap, it's good, it's an excuse to hang out at the Cobalt, which is always fun, and always, I think it's the only night, I think I read this in Exclaim, it's the only night in Canada that allows artists to play without any prior, like, the people who book it, you don't even have to be heard by them prior to putting you on stage, so... It's always spontaneous, always fun. Okay, yeah, I found a Hino track. Yeah, this goes out to the guys who named themselves Americ Hino. And we'll be back to talk to you after this 2 minutes and 39 seconds of sheer torture.
Der Hafen lag im Nebel, kein Schiff fuhr mehr hinaus. Und darum blieb ein Seemann noch eine Nacht zu Haus. Die letzte Nacht ratarattara, vergisst er nie. Ratarattara, schwer war der Abschied morgens in der Früh. Ratarattara, das Herz voll Glück. Ratarattara, ging er an Bord. Ratarattara, behalt mich lieb, das war sein letztes Wort. Ratarattara. Er hat ihr oft geschrieben von fernher übers Meer. Er wär so gern geblieben, der Abschied war so schwer. Die letzte Nacht, ratarattara, vergisst er nie. Ratarattara, schwer war der Abschied morgens in der Früh. Ratarattara, das Herz voll Glück. Ratarattara, ging er an Bord. Ratarattara, behalt mich lieb, das war sein letztes Wort. Ratarattara. Der Hafen lag in Sonne, da kam das Schiff nach Haus. 5 Tage Glück im Hafen, dann fuhr er wieder aus. Die letzte Nacht, vergisst er nie. Schwer war der Abschied morgens in der Früh. Das Herz voll Glück ging er an Bord. Behalt mich lieb, das war sein letztes Wort.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just about wrapping up the show here. You just heard some Hino there, and thanks to the caller, apparently a ex-DJ from many, many moons ago that hasn't heard Hino since he used to play Hino on CITR. But yeah, you heard, oh, my German's terrible. So, let's see, what's it called? Schwer vor der Arbeitszeit. Yes, Hino. Fantastic stuff. Great, great stuff. Dead Kennedys used to play him before they got on stage, and he used to drive the audience crazy. He's this creepy-looking Andy Warhol kind of look-alike. He wears dark sunglasses. Usually appears with puppies or dogs on his album covers. Kind of strange. And he is Germany's most popular singer, even though he's not German. He's Dutch, actually. But there you go. Records are fairly collectible just because there's a cult status associated with them. I'll promise you now, don't pay more than 25 cents for one of his records. It's not worth it. There are some record stores that are smart enough to know that people do collect them, and he's highly collectible, and they'll gouge you for it. Therefore, if you see that, you know, that's kind of a good way to judge a record store. Is they're charging more than 25 cents for a Hino record, it's not worth shopping there. So, there you go. We're going to wrap up the show here. I played these guys last week because we just got it in. I've had a better chance to actually listen to the record, and it's pretty phenomenal stuff. Some good old 1980 no wave stuff, New York hipster stuff called The Toy Killers, featuring John Zorn, Bill Laswell, and Arto Lindsay. This is a fairly lengthy track, and we'll end with this. We're not going to do any Nurse List stuff this week. Stay tuned next week. Special show coming up. We will have an interview with that composer you heard there. Hopefully, if it all goes through, Charles Spearin from Do Make Say Think and Broken Social Scene. And also, we'll be doing a spotlight on soundtracks by Alejandro Jodorowsky, because not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Rio Theater, they're doing a double bill of Eraserhead and El Topo. I'm really happy about that. And Midnight, make sure you check it out. Like I said, not this weekend, next Saturday. But we'll give you all that information next Wednesday. Either way, we'll talk to you at 1 o'clock, and stay tuned for the Green Majority. This is The Toy Killers with a track simply entitled Improvisation.